One of the courses I teach at the QSFT is on node-based compositing, and in order to save the students some money, and also because it's a very good compositor, we use the node-based compositor built into Blender, an open source 3D animation software. And the new version, the new beta, has just been released for version 2.53. And it has to be in the last 6 months since I, 7 or 8 months since I last taught with Blender, the software has changed so completely that I almost have to redo most of my notes. First of all, the interface has been completely overhauled. But looking at the software, I forget sometimes just how what an amazing piece of software it is. I mean, it's not just 3D animation software. It's 3D modeling, sculpting, texturing. It allows all sorts of different types of animation, including nonlinear. The node-based compositor doesn't just work with its own internal images, but any it can be used to composite anything. It also, and I keep forgetting this, but it's also a complete game engine. So what we have here is a piece of open source, and by that I mean not just free, but the actual code that makes the program is available to the public. Piece of software that does complete 3D modeling, texturing, animation, game creation, and compositing. It even has a simple video editor built in, although it's not going to be competing with Final Cut or Premiere or Vegas or Avid anytime soon. But it makes you wonder, if you were a commercial company making 3D animation software, and you were looking at Blender and how far it's come in the last few years, in particular the last year, if it continues to develop at that pace, it seems to show no sign of stopping, if it continues to develop at that pace, I think you'd be seriously re-examining your business model, because it's going to be hard to charge people for software like Maya, Lightwave, 3D Studio Max. It's going to be hard to charge people for software like that if free software can do it, but do it just as well. I mean, Blender's not there yet, but by golly, it's getting close. Now, the other more established pieces of commercial software have the advantage of people know how to use them. There are all sorts of plugins and add-ons available for them. And there's more likely to be plugins available for them, because if a piece of software, 3D software, costs $2,000, then you can get away with charging $50, $100, $200 for your plugin for it. And you can actually build a business around just making plugins for the software. But if the software itself is free, the general thinking is, well, you can't. There's going to be less plugins for it, or add-ons, whatever you want to call it, because you can't build a business. Because if the software itself is free, why would anyone pay for add-ons? I'm not sure if that's true, though. I mean, I use Blender. If someone came out with a really compelling add-on, I'm not sure what it would be, because Blender's rapidly becoming quite complete. But if someone came out with a really good add-on for it, I think I would pay, maybe not a lot, but something for an add-on. It may be a moot point, because the number of add-ons for this new version of Blender with its new architecture is already at least the same, if not greater, than the old version of Blender, which had been around for ages. It almost doesn't matter. As a filmmaker, as a hobby animator, all I want is software that does everything I need for a good price, and it doesn't get much better than free. Speaking for myself, although I haven't paid for any add-ons for Blender, I'm not aware if there are any commercial add-ons for Blender, I have paid for Blender training. Even though there's a heap of free training available for Blender, I have paid in the past for really good training materials for Blender, and I probably will again in the future. That's probably my own bias. I do a bit of training myself part-time at the film school, so it's hardly surprising I'm willing to pay for training. I'd be a bit of a hypocrite if I wasn't. But if I was learning Blender, I wouldn't have to actually pay for any training. The free training that's out there, even just for this new version, 2.5 and beyond, is good enough to really get the ball rolling on learning how to use Blender. So if you have any interest at all in 3D animation, game creation, or advanced node-based compositing, check out Blender, BLENDER.org. And if you're one of my students currently enrolled in second-year subjects at the film school, you might as well download it now, because you're going to have to download it next week.